same thing.
And there is an addendum on the back, a contingency for the, for those roads. They're in understanding of the situation we've been in.
Cassidy, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And, sir, you wish to speak too? I saw you raise your hand earlier. Okay. Yes, thank you, sir. Please have a seat. Once again, state your name and address, please.
Yeah, I'm Clyde Cassidy. Live 240 Box Elder Lane, Forsyth, Missouri, 65653. I'd like to go ahead and give you a copy of my letter of opposition.
Sure.
I ask that the commission make this part of the public record of Taney County, if that would be okay.
Okay.
This is one page.
Do you have multiple things that you wish to be?
No, just...
This is the one that you want entered into the record?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We have been presented the letter of opposition.
I'm hard of hearing. We're talking to each other.
We're talking amongst. I'm sorry.
I do have a copy of the survey.
One second. We're going to enter into the record before we move forward.
Move to enter into the record the letter of opposition as presented by Mr. Clyde Cassidy.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Proceed, sir.
Okay. This is my letter of opposition dated April 7th. 2025, Clyde Cassidy, 240 Box Elder Lane, Forsyth, Missouri. I wanted to ask you to make this part of the official public record this hearing, and this is regarding the application for vacation of the segment of Hillside Drive. I'm the owner of Lot 32, identified in the amended plat, Pothole Revere Edition, Taney County, Missouri, dated December 15th, 1958. If you got any questions, please feel free to stop me, and I'll be trying to answer them if I can. I oppose the approval of the application to vacate a segment of Hillside Drive by Heller Boyd & Associates, the Boyds. I want to refer to item 4 in the request to vacate, and this is what it states in part. I've got a copy of that here, item 4 here. It states in part, said party, that's Chad Yvette Cassidy, already has superior access, including ingress and egress from their property on another road. This is not the case. Next paragraph there. Yes, sir.
I didn't say anything.
I thought you raised your hand that time. Okay. There are only two publicly platted roads that Chad and Yvette Cassidy can use for ingress and egress, and those roads together are Hillside Drive via Hedgepeth Lane. Item 4 seems to suggest that the other road is through my property, Lot 32, and that's why I'm here. I wanted to address that. Next paragraph. There is no public road on my lot. It's not there. However, I have a driveway, and me and my wife, we use the driveway for parking, and whatever purpose we choose. I've got the 1958 plat. I've got, you know, coffee stains and all. I've got it here. It's probably 30 years old. I've got the copy for you, Commissioner Plumer. If you or any of the other commissioners want to see this, you're welcome to look at it. Also, I've got a copy of the survey. The reason I'm addressing the survey and the plat is if you look at the plat and you look at the survey, there's no public access. There's no public access on Lot 32. See, it's not there. It's my driveway. All right. If that is the case, and the boys are suggesting that my driveway is the, quote, another road, unquote, in this petition, and I've got it here. I've read it several times. If that's the case and the boys are suggesting my driveway is the, quote, another road, unquote, in this request to vacate, just want to let the commission know that my driveway is private property, and it's not for public use. But if my kids want to drive down, they can. If my kids want to drive down there, I want them to. Okay. And also, since Chad Yvette purchased this property in 2012, I accessed their property, me, via hedge path and hillside many times when they were overseas, and I would meet them there. You know, I would come over because they had a storage building there. They had their personal belongings in there. I lived in Mountain Home, Arkansas at the time. And I'd make a few-hour drive over here, and I would look at it. And I would drive down Hedge Path and Hillside Drive, and I would go by the house where the boys live right now. I'd go by, and it was a roadway, and I could get to, you know, my son's property when I would come help him. That's how I got there. I went down those two publicly platted roads. Now, I can verify that. I'm telling the commission. I'm just letting the commission know that. That's the truth. And one other thing, and then I'm done. Item number four of this petition mentions the road is of no use to the public for road purposes. I need to use it from time to time. I got a trailer, a little utility trailer, that I really don't have a place to park it on my plane. Chances, you know, I park it over there. I'm a member of the public.
Park it over where, sir?
Sir?
Park it where?
You park it
you
where?
Said you park it over there. Well, park it where?
I park it on lot 23, where it's park chart in Chad's area in his...
Show me on. You said you park it over there. I'm trying to figure out where you park it.
Well, he's got a contract on 23, but I park it right there.
Okay.
You know, I can park it down here, and it's just easier to come down because it's more level, and it's more difficult for me to come down the driveway and manage that trailer. It's just easier. If Chad Yvette had to have a tow truck come, and if their cars broke down, remember the public, they'd have extreme difficulty coming this way in that little area there. No, it's easier to come down Hillside and Hedgefield. I've got the survey here. You see, it's lot 23, my lot 32. Driveway comes down like this. It's just more level, and it's easier to do it that way. You follow my? That's my point.
I've been out there. Yeah, I've seen it in person.
You need to see it, Mr.
No, sir. I'm unfamiliar. Yes.
Basically, that's all I have. Does any member of this commission have any more questions for me?
I asked the question earlier of the area in question. I know Chad previously had stated in his statement an established public road. I was out there when it was raining the other day, pouring rain, and it was grass and mud. And you make the statement of getting a tow truck in there. I wouldn't have taken a four-wheel drive truck down that sewer easement that is there with the manholes that are sticking a foot up. I wouldn't have taken a four-wheel drive truck down it, just to be honest with you, while I was there.
Can I address that?
I don't mind if you do. Okay. We'll come back to that. But I'm just saying the instance when I was there, that's what I witnessed.
Sure.
While I was there, while it was raining. So I wouldn't take a trailer down there and try to turn it around or try to come up it in the rain. With it not being an established. It is a public right-of-way, or public platted public way. It is. There was no gravel or anything, so that I guess that's my point for the established side of it. It doesn't appear to be.
If I can address it.
Sure, please step forward.
Years ago when I drove down there, there was gravel on the road.
Okay.
Do you have a rough estimate on when that would be? Roughly when would that be that it was
When I drove it, it was around 2015. You were in Spain, and
You know, the utility company set our pole right there. That's how the utility companies came down. And I can't improve that. I'm not going to improve that road. My plan is to improve that road, just so everyone knows. My plan is to improve it, to put gravel. But there's a building there, and they want to keep closing it. I need to get through it before I improve it.
Yeah, and just to be clear today.
Yeah.
The building is no part in question what we're hearing. Yeah. That the movement of that building, any actions of that building, was an order of the court that is not being decided here today.
That's already been decided.
Right. That is not part of our decision today.
It's not a part of our...
We weren't asking that.
Well,
but in order for the road to be... If the road was closed, that's a moot point. So it really is... We need the road open. We need access. We're landlocked without it. I can't sell my property with a landlocked piece of property.
We understand what you're saying. That's not technically true.
Yes. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Any more questions for me, sir?
No, sir. No, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you pull up pictometry? You should be able to see pictometry imagery at the upper. Nope, you're fine.
Right there.
And then, so hit back on the date up there where it says 1 of 41. Just click backwards. What date is that?
2012.
Okay, so that's 2012? Mm-hmm. So that's the same property in 2012. Can you go back one more? What date is that?
2012?
Okay, keep going. So I'm seeing...
And driveway off of Box Elder.
Okay, keep going. Keep going. So that's all 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going. Keep going. So now it's 2015?
Yes.